Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show coming up this week. Is Disney really going to move out of Burbank to Lake Nona? We'll talk about it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by my good friends and realtors, Josh, I watched him come out of his mother, Evans.
Hello.
Ruben, I did not watch him come out of his mother, Cologne.
Hello.
And our producer, Corey, he wasn't birthed, he was hatched, Fiascanaro.
Yep, test tube baby. Welcome.
Welcome to the show, folks. Just having fun with my guys. This week I wanted to talk about, I wanted to mention, Sean's not here for this round of shows again. He was not able to make it. We're trying to arrange something to have him come in and do some shows. He's incredibly busy. You can always reach out to him, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com. If you have questions, certainly if you want to buy a house, it's a great guy to talk to. Any of these guys, in fact. Well, not Fiasco. You don't want to talk to him about
You don't house. Want to talk to me.
No, you don't. But Josh and Ruben, absolutely. We'll get to that later. But this week, I really wanted to talk about this article that I had written for the Moving to Orlando website a few weeks back. Is Disney coming to Lake Nona? And a lot of people thought I was nuts. And maybe I am. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know. I'm reading tea leaves. There was an article in the Orlando Business Journal back in January saying that there were rumors that Disney was really unhappy with the state of California right now, and that they were thinking of making their displeasure known by moving some of their Burbank operation out of Burbank and over into Florida, Lake Nona in specific. And we're going to get to why that may be the case. I mean, it is the case, but we'll talk about some of the dynamics behind that in a second. But then there was another article recently in the Orlando Business Journal that Disney was in talks with Tavistock Development for a master planned community in, wait for it, Lake Nona. Now, you may think those two things don't really have anything to do with each other. But first, Bob Iger, who's chairman of the board of directors now for the Disney company, was on Governor Gavin Newsom's coronavirus task force, his economic task force, and felt after they had successfully opened Walt Disney World and that they had learned a great deal about it, about doing it safely, that it was time to let them open Disneyland. The governor disagreed. Bob Iger resigned from that task force. There are a number of companies that are currently leaving California because, and individuals for that matter, because the tax rates are so high. And while I don't think that particular issue, tax rates, would be enough to do this, I think there might be an argument to be made for Disney that the governor is not going to work with them. So let's take our business someplace where the governor will. And Florida certainly fits the bill for that because our governor reopened Walt Disney World in July of last year. By all measures, it has been incredibly successful and done very responsibly. And that's just a fact. It's not making pot. There's no political statements to be made here. Believe me. I'm just stating what I believe to be stressors that may result in Disney leaving Burbank. Now, the studio itself will not come out of Burbank. They will continue to have the studio. But their executive offices, well, there's nothing to stop them from doing that. There's nothing. Now, granted, I mean, that's where Walt started, the Walt Disney Company. But this master plan community in Lake Nona. Now, be students of history and think back. What's the last time they did a master plan? Well, no, the last time was Golden Oak. The first time they did a master plan community was Celebration. And they included lots and lots of office space in Celebration, and then proceeded to move a number of their executive offices, the president of Walt Disney World, all the big wigs that that run Disney, Walt Disney Travel Company, Disney Cruise Line, they all operate out of Celebration, offices in Celebration. So there is a model for Disney to do this. And the fact that they're talking to Tavistock about a master plan community in Lake Nona would suggest, based on these news stories, based on rumor, that there could be some truth to this. And again, I want to stress, I'm not saying they're going to some people are like, oh, they're going to move Disneyland to Florida. No, no, no. Stop it. We're talking about the corporate offices in Burbank, the Walt Disney Studio lot. That right now is where Bob Iger and Dr. Evil, Bob Chapek, Josh D'Amaro, all the executives that run the Disney company, that's where they're all located. And it's not out of the question to think that they may move that part of the operation out here to Florida. Now think about a master plan community in Lake Nona. Look, everybody loves Celebration. Everybody's nuts about Celebration. This would be ridiculous. But Ruben, you were talking to me before the show about surrounding areas that could be impacted. Yeah, something like that.
Of course. So first off, strategically, it makes sense for Disney. I mean, Disneyland's just now opening up, I think, April 30th is whenever they open, and only to California residents. And on top of that, I think it's at 25% capacity. Not 50, 25% capacity. So they are slowly getting to, open up their parks, slowly getting stuff going over there. Whereas over here in Florida, we open in July, like you said, so only closed for 2-3 months, I believe it was.
Mid-March. They closed in mid-March, right, Fiasco?
Yep.
Mid-March through mid-July.
I think March 14th, March 16th, something like that was the close date. And then, back in July.
And then they began reopening resorts. The first resort to open was the DVC resorts.
Yep.
So Bay Lake Tower over at the Contemporary, I know.
That's where we went.
We went over there for the reopening of that, which was really cool. But that was in June. That was in late June.
Yeah. So, that right there shows that Florida was working with them a lot more than California. So it's a lot more beneficial for them to be here versus over there. Not saying, that they are going to do it, but it just seems strategically it's more beneficial for them.
I don't know. I've been doing, not in terms of real estate, but in terms of Disney. And Disney business. I've been doing this 24 years now. And I usually have a pretty good, pretty good instinct. I predicted they were going to buy Lucasfilm 2 years before they did, because it was the only response they could make to Wizarding World of Harry Potter after Disney lost the shot at that, and Universal got it. And I've been wrong too. I'm not going to sit here and say every time I'm right. If I'm going by my intuition, this is going to happen. At the very least, a master plan community owned by Disney is going to go into Lake Nona. I mean, that's not official. I'm not making any announcements here, but that's my intuition, is that that is going to happen. And I think there's about an 85% chance on that. I think it's a 75% chance that corporate offices, that some corporate jobs from Burbank move to Orlando. and they start lowering their footprint, making their footprint smaller in California and larger in Florida, because the governor, the legislature, regardless, Democrat or Republican, the governor, the legislature, very good working with Disney. Very good. Sometimes too good. But they're very good working with Disney. They have a lot better relationship here, so I can understand it.
Yep. And I agree with you 100%. So when it comes to what you were talking about earlier, the surrounding areas. So where Lake Nona is located, it kind of comes closer to the St. Cloud area. St. Cloud is already a growing area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interest starting to come into that area. If this does happen, this is going to create, like you mentioned, a whole new development, a whole new great community in that area, located in the Lake Nona area, and it's going to draw more interest to St. Cloud. Therefore, homeowners and, you know, future homeowners, that's raising the value of your property just because of the interest of that area now. You know, it's same thing for Celebration. Whenever they did Celebration, a lot of interest came to Celebration. Now, the area surrounding this new community is going to be huge, and St. Cloud is going to be one of the most popular areas.
And I also want you to think about the market that we find ourselves in right now with real estate. And, well, I mean, everywhere in the United States, but I'm speaking specifically of Central Florida. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane. If you're going to do a master plan new build community, expect it to be announced this year. Expect them to announce it this year. Okay. If, in fact, it's going to happen. I want to put that caveat out there, because invariably people say, oh, I'm going to hold off buying my house until Disney opens up this new master plan community. Don't do that, because this is speculation. This is speculation. It's going to happen, but it's speculation. They almost have to. I mean, it would be like perfect right now. Perfect. They've already got two of these under their belt. They've got two. Is that mine? Yeah. They've got two of these under their belt already with Golden Oak and Celebration, both remarkably successful. So just from that perspective, let's leave all the politics in California out of it. Just from that perspective, great time to get in. And we need the inventory.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need the in. That's the problem. That's why the prices are so insane. We don't have enough houses for people that want to buy them. That is why it is like an uber seller's market.
Yeah, I think Florida Realtors released an article recently. I think I just got an email about it this morning, actually, saying that we need something along the lines of 4 million homes to even catch up.
Yeah.
For the inventory.
Can you imagine? 4 million homes.
It's wild.
4 million homes.
And just a small dip, like a master plan community like that added into an area, even just Lake Nona and in between St. Cloud and Arcusi, that's going to help the area alone.
It has great potential. And it's the sort of thing Disney can do well. Now, I mean, there are some, let's be honest, there have been some issues with the build quality of certain buildings in Celebration. Because one of the things I've heard is that Disney rushed to get it done, and they pressured the builders about getting it done, and that they've had some subsequent issues. I'm not going to get into that. That's a topic for another show. But generally speaking, people in Celebration are very happy that they live in Celebration, that they have homes in Celebration. It's one of the areas we get asked about the most. Disney brings their stamp to something like that in Lake Nona, which is already a very popular area and not exactly the cheapest neck of the woods in Central Florida. I think it has tremendous, tremendous potential, even if they don't move any offices. But one of the things that they could do, this is one of the things that I've heard, that one of the other reasons why it would be attractive for them to do that is by moving some of those positions out of California, they can eliminate some of the double jobs that exist on both coasts, and they can combine them into one position. And of course, right now, with the amount of money the company has lost in the last year, things like that are very attractive when you add that to potential tax benefits, because if you don't think the state of Florida is going to dance sexy for Disney to get this deal done, they are going to dance sexy. You're going to see Ron DeSantis in a boa and heels trying to get this deal in here, because it's huge. It would be huge, and it would have a massive impact on the area. And now I've left you with that. I've left you with an image of Ron DeSantis in a boa and heels. I want that image. I want somebody to put that picture together for me. Okay. And every time I ask, they always do it. Somebody in the audience always does it. Ron DeSantis, boa, red, boa, and heels. Don't have to be Louboutins, but Louboutins would be a nice touch. I think your point about St. Cloud, the impact it could have on St. Cloud, especially right now, because St. Cloud is getting a lot more attention than it used to, St. Cloud was kind of like sleepy. It's like sleepy St. Cloud. All of a sudden, really, because every place else is developed to within an inch of its life right now.
There's a couple new builders going in over in St. Cloud right now, too, I believe.
Well, they have land.
Oh, yeah.
There's land. Same thing with Claremont. Claremont still has some land. Not as much as St. Cloud has. I don't think anybody has as much as St. Cloud has. But there's land there. And right now, every time I drive, I'm driving around, and I drive past a plot of empty land. I'm like, there'll be a development there soon. Because it's there. But I'm very interested to see what happens. Fiasco, what do you think? You think Disney's going to move out of here?
I think there's a really good shot. And if anybody from Disney that's working on this project that we think may happen is watching this right now, I'm just going to plug, Walt wanted a master plan community. And in that master plan community, he planned on using the People Mover system as the public transportation. Just saying, that would be awesome.
That's right. That was originally Epcot.
Yep.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Is what Walt wasn't thinking of a theme park when he came up with Epcot. He was thinking of this master plan community, but taken to a whole nother level with how you got to and from work, how you interacted with your neighbors, this clean energy system that, you didn't have buses and you had, the people mover.
Yes.
So the people mover in the Magic Kingdom was actually a prototype for what would have gone into this community. Now, they build a city with a people mover.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in.
I just bought and I'll sell. I'll sell and move.
I don't care. I'll buy. I'm in. How much you want? Okay, here you go. Here you go. Here's my stuff. A city with a people mover. Now, if they wanted to make sure this sold out in 20 minutes,
that would do it. I'll do it.
City with a people mover.
That would do it.
Because, that would do it. That would do it. I think that's a really good point, Fiasco. That'd be really cool. Like, if we're going to speculate, let's speculate. But if they really kind of went back to that original idea that Walt had, which in a kind of sort of way they did with Celebration, but not really. Can you imagine real Epcot? Right. That's what I want this project called from now on. Yeah, real Epcot. And my expectations are people movers everywhere.
The bar is high.
Oh my God. Now you got me excited. I hadn't even thought of that.
They need to, and just with the way the world is evolving, just having, and I mean, Florida already as it is not the best place for public transportation, but if you had an electric public transportation system in a town that Disney built that was the people mover system, the coolest thing ever.
I have to go smoke now. I have to have a cigarette because, oh my God, that idea just, I did not commit to this show with that idea. But you know what? I'm going to speculate. Let's speculate. And hadn't even thought of that, but you know what? That would be unreal.
They got to do it.
And if it happens, it's because of Fiasco. Just remember that.
So Disney, you can email me and let me know how you're going to work the royalties out for that transportation system. We'll talk.
So, that would be cool, right?
Yeah, that would be extraordinary. I think it's kind of a pipe dream, but I would love
for you. You got to set the expectations high.
You know what? Right now, in a market that is completely saturated with new build communities and new ones coming on, Disney has, let's just have fun with this idea for a second. Disney has the ability to do something no other builder, no other company can do. They've worked out the logistics. I mean, my God, they run a city already. They have their own power plant at Disney World. They run a city already. And now you imagine you take those lessons and you bring them in. Oh, the Disney fan in me is getting verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. But I think, this show was a lot more exciting than I thought it was going to be. But yeah, so let us know what you think in the comments down below. Do you think Disney is coming to Lake Nona? If they do come to Lake Nona, do you think we'll have a people mover?
Please.
How cool would that idea be? Let's hear your ideas. Please leave those comments below while you're down there. Also, be sure to subscribe if you've not already subscribed to our channel. Hit that thumbs up for us. That helps us out with YouTube. If you are planning to move to the Central Florida area, you can reach out to one of these two wonderful gentlemen over here, Ruben at movingtoorlando.com, and of course, Josh at movingtoorlando.com, although I think I'm going to create another email. Josh, I watched him come out of his mother at movingtoorlando.com, because that's now going to have to be his full name. Of course, as I mentioned before, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com as well. And I think that'll do it for this show. This went in a different direction than I thought it was going to go, but I enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it as well. We'll see you again next week.